He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, guess who we're going to talk to? His name is Daryl Ryder. Looking forward to it. He's a young go-getter out there that I hear about every once in a while.
Daryl Ryder.
And we'll be talking to him for the first time ever on the radio. We'll see if he's nervous or not.
Ryder, yes.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, coming up at 11:40. Chris Rose at 12:20. We are just chock full of great interviews today. And the voices you know and trust in Northeast Ohio sports, including Nick Kostos, who has been with us for a little bit more than a year now, right? He's our Odyssey Sports Insider, especially when it comes to gaming. And he's not
opinionated.
I don't think he's a big Deshaun Watson fan. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Don't think he's fond of Deshaun.
I don't think he is believes that he will take the Browns to the Super Bowl at this point.
I'm guessing that is correct.
Any other insight?
He said he'd bench him.
He said,
I can't see that happening.
I can't either. Yes, I can. It would be out of desperation, and I don't think it would be a true benching.
You've mentioned this.
If for some reason
say it again.
They needed to walk away from Deshaun, it would be injury-related or shoulder.
Rodney from Caddyshack.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. I don't know that it's that. It could be. Look, we need to take a look at the shoulder because things don't look right. And while we've been trying to push this and he wants to play and we want him to play, we know something's not right. So we're going to reevaluate that shoulder and we may have to shut him down for a little bit to make sure. Again, let's not forget that the surgeries that he had are unique to a quarterback and we've never really seen this before. And we really had, high aspirations for making sure that this was going to work and we felt good about it. But just now we just, everything's kind of new on this. And for some reason, we don't think it's healing the way it's supposed to heal. So we're going to take a little time off and we're going to rest it for a little while. That's your way out of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for a way out of not playing him,
That's the whole thing.
Maybe he just goes out and plays well this week and we end all the football.
Don't have
talk.
To talk about this stuff. Yeah. But you need a plan B. And again, I constantly am asking this question about last week's game. One, how much of it was him? Two, how much of it was the offensive line? Three, how much of it was Dallas and how good they were? And I not necessarily in that order. It might be the other way around.
The offensive line, I still that one still bothers me because I think that's Dallas. I don't think they're could be wrong here. I don't think there are major issues with the offensive line. I don't.
Well,
you have a future Hall of Famer at left guard who can still play. You have a good center. You have a Pro Bowler at right guard.
Jeff, it's like, again, I'll say it again. If you've got five guys on the line and David Njoku's out, would make it six, but I'll just go with five, and you're used to your normal five, and you eliminate your thumb and your pinky and now try to use your hand.
They're not used to their normal five. They weren't there last year.
Okay, well, okay, so put DeJuan in there, who's also coming back from injury.
I know he is.
But no one wants to talk about that either.
I have. You have.
I don't know that we've talked about the injury part of it. We just assume that...
No.
I kind of assume that he would go
DeJuan,
back to where
Conklin
he was.
Conklin and Wills all coming back from season-ending surgeries.
We just haven't talked. I don't. Maybe I just feel like we haven't talked about it that much.
You've missed those parts of the show.
I did. I was on autopilot for those parts of the show. I was like, oh, let Jeff talk. It'll be good. I just want to listen. Ernie is in Florida. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on, my friend?
We're in Florida.
It's Bernie as in Koza, but close enough.
Oh, Bernie. What's up, my man? Sorry.
So, a couple of givens. One, Watson's done. Just feels like he is. His body language isn't good. Even if he was healthy, I just don't feel like he's going to get us there. I think that the team was built to win last year. And they're getting old. And if you look at the offensive line, you look at really anybody other than JOK, Miles, couple cornerbacks, you've got there's not much there. They were built to win last year. And with all the, Chubb went down, God bless them, Watson got hurt. They're on the downside, and they don't have a quarterback. I just think there's a long, dark period for our Browns.
All right, Bernie, thank you. Appreciate it. It's so weird, Jeff. I mean, for the last 2-3 years, we've said this is the youngest team in the NFL. They're young. And now all of a sudden, that threshold of 30-year-olds has changed with the Browns roster.
They have some guys who are up there a little bit, Andy. I think it kind of skews it just a little bit, but I think we're all, I think there's a lot of overreacting going on. Let's see what they do against Jacksonville. Can we? Can we see that?
No, it's
before
more fun
we
to,
start freaking
it's,
out.
It's more fun to overreact right now.
No,
isn't
it's actually not.
I think we're just
think
used to it.
It's somewhat
though.
Irrational.
That's the problem. I think that, but that's what it is. Browns with now five guys over 30 on the roster.
Let's see how they play. Okay, against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a good team. They're not the Dallas Cowboys. Not that Dallas is going to go undefeated or anything, but I think the Cowboys were A, better, B, looked better prepared, C, looked a lot more focused.
They were ready to play. I don't think there's any question. Nate's in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hello, Nate.
Morning, guys. Jeff, I got a bone to pick with you just a little bit.
Here
a little
we
while
go.
Ago.
Great.
Just, and you know, it's a small bone to pick, but you mentioned that you felt that Deshaun, he'll get the whole season. We got to see what we have. And I think that you need to evaluate Deshaun as you would any other player who, if he's not performing, you have an obligation to the fans to put out the best product you can on the field to win games. And it's unfair to the people who are paying to watch or just going to the bar. It's unfair to Jimmy Donovan to put that product on the field that first game. That was terrible. And it wasn't all just Deshaun, but if it continues to be that, you know, it may just be no matter what anybody feels about him, he may just not have it anymore. And if it could be just simply due to injury, fine. But if he doesn't have it anymore, you just don't keep force feeding that just because.
How long? If you think he doesn't have it anymore, how long are you giving him?
Well, let me ask you this. Can this team make the playoffs with good quarterback play?
With good quarterback play? Yeah, I think they can.
We think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'd say if he looks terrible during Jacksonville, you can't go. I mean, how many losses do you think you can get to the playoffs with? You can't do seven. You're going to need to have some courage to pull the plug on something. It's like these guys keep going back to the counter with a lottery ticket that didn't win and saying, "Can you check my numbers again?
I've tried that, Nate, numerous times. JJ doesn't want to hear it.
He only gives them $4 every once in a while. It's crazy.
Well, we played one of the $30 tickets with Deshaun, and we put up like $500 thinking, man, we've got a chance to come out with something. It didn't hit, man. It didn't hit. And so let's keep trying to think that we're going to hit on this. And now, if it turns out, you know, I'd say two or three more games, that's it.
I just think 0-4 is that magic mark. And although that was back in the 16-game schedule, so maybe it's a little different, but 0-4 was always the death number, I think, for teams
then
that
you're
were
asking
looking.
The quarterback, yeah. Then you're asking a quarterback who hasn't taken the field yet this season to run it out clean. I think that's unfair. You got to give that quarterback a chance to lose a game or two.
Nate, thank you. Appreciate it. Second best, third best gig in town. Backup quarterback. Always is, always will be.
I
used to be the
I
top.
Just, I can't see this team pulling the plug on Deshaun based on play. Unless your scenario comes into play, Andy, which is, yeah, the shoulder's not what it should be. And the minute you hear a health thing, that changes the narrative, whether it's true or not.
Richie is in Cleveland. Is this Richie my man or just Richie?
No, it's the man. How you guys
Richie,
doing?
Richie, my man!
Andy, Jeff, and friends. Long time no see. Hope
yes.
You guys are doing good. Still love your show after all these years.
Well, we still love you, Richie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Richie.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, real quick, you know, I wasn't a fan of this Deshaun acquisition, and I like the guy. I do. I don't wish nothing bad on anybody, but I'm never a fan of giving up the farm for one guy. I remember when, what was it, Minnesota gave Dallas all those picks for Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And remember when Ditka was coaching the Saints and he gave up that whole draft to get Ricky Williams?
That doesn't work, does it, Richie?
I think it's just too big of a risk. And like I said, I like the guy. I hope nothing, you know, I hope he can just, you know, get it together and play lights out. But speaking of lights out, I think the Browns are going to have to play lights out football to win nine games this year. I was looking at that schedule. It doesn't look easy. And if they go 0-4 out of the box, it might be time to give Jameis a chance under center there. So, I don't know. I'm going to hope for the best, and thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Richie, my man.
Good to hear from you, Richie. I thought Otis was my man.
No. Richie's my man. I don't know. It's time. I mean, like, I have to explain Animal House to people now. Chris Rose just ripped into me because I made an Animal House reference during one of the pregame shows a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, ripped into me. Like, I can't. We better ask him that when we talk to him at 12:20. You know who we're talking to next? Daryl Ryder.
Mm.
We'll hear from him next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.